By the way, guys, let's go to our MasterCard Celebrity Hotline. Well, actually, we don't even have to do that because he's sitting here with us right now. He's going to be one of those you'll see in the new movie that we're all looking forward to, Moneyball. Of course, it will star Brad Pitt, but Casey Bond is joining us right now. He plays the Chad Bradford character. Well, first of all, Casey, welcome, and how are you?
First of all, thank you very much for having me on the show. It's a great pleasure and opportunity to be here, and I'm doing great. Another wonderful day in L.A., so... everything's going well.
Okay. Yeah, go ahead.
Hi, Casey. How are you? Nice to see you. Casey and I are the same publicist.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But
who knew?
You played ball. You played with the Giants.
I did. I played for the San Francisco Giants from 2007 to 2009 and made it up to AAA. So it was a wonderful opportunity and a childhood dream come true.
So what do you bring to this? First of all, how is my friend Brad? He's a good guy, isn't he?
He's a great guy and just a wonderful mentor on set. He had... great advice. I remember we were on set one time and we shot a scene and the first thing I automatically wanted to do was to go and look at the playback. And he immediately stopped me and said, no, don't. don't do that. I'll screw you up every time. So he had great advice and just very accessible person on set. Loved being around him.
Well, what they say, the reason why I don't look at myself on television is that David Brinkley, the great broadcaster in the 60s, 70s, 80s, told me that if you look at yourself, what you tend to do is take what you think is the worst and get rid of it, and keep what you think is the best and keep it, when in fact what you think is the worst could be your best.
Absolutely.
So you just become a poor imitation of yourself, like some of these goofs you see on TV now. I could go down the list. But
that's not uncommon.
One of them is a new Laker broadcaster.
Yeah, I never look at myself ever on TV or anything like that.
Okay.
Vic might should.
Well, Vic probably looks at...
I tend to overanalyze, but... what did Brad Pitt, you know, really teach you? Basically, don't think about it. Just be raw, Casey. Am I right? Just be natural. Don't think.
Exactly. You start thinking, and then it kind of takes away from the role what you're trying to do. So his advice was just, you know, use the first one as a warm-up and everything, and you can go look at the playbacks after the day is over. You're going to have some good stuff in there. If you're not thinking, you're just playing the character, you're playing the role.
Now, I got to ask you, Casey, because... a decade ago, when Moneyball was rolling with the Oakland A's, and they seemingly came out of nowhere to rattle off division title after division title, Billy Beane was a frequent guest. I mean, this was a big story, how this guy completely changed the way to evaluate players. Now, I'm not going to get into the other stuff about steroid use and the Jason Giambis and how that may have enhanced their performance, because we don't know who and who wasn't using steroids at the time. But were you aware of this? I mean, did you know the story behind Moneyball? And tell us also a little bit about your character here, Chad Bradford.
I did. I actually read the book in college. When I was playing college baseball, I remember reading Moneyball on the bus, you know, driving probably to somewhere in Virginia, and reading the book, and who knew that one day I'd be a part of the movie. So, yeah, I knew everything about Moneyball before it came to Hollywood and was a movie. And it's really an interesting concept because I remember being scouted when I was in college, and it's far off from the traditional way of scouting players as far as, you know, speed and power and the five tools that scouts look at. And for them to come in and present this, Billy Beane to present this, and it to work was pretty fascinating.
Well, you were a pivotal part of Billy's organization there when he brought you up, or your character anyway.
Yes, yes. Chad Bradford, he was...
Submarine pitcher. From
a submarine pitcher. So
submarine pitcher,
why did this character fit into the Moneyball scheme?
He was a very overlooked player. First of all, there aren't very many submarine pitchers out there.
No, not many.
And what he could do was pretty phenomenal, especially against right-handed hitters. And so because he was an overlooked player, he was able to be had cheaply, and he really fit into the whole Moneyball system and was very successful.
So he's sort of like Quisenberry. And Quisenberry, of course, the great relief pitcher for the Kansas City Royals in the 80s, was not an overpowering guy. He threw strikes, and he had that submarine motion.
Absolutely. You know, the same thing. He didn't throw, but maybe in the low 80s, but extremely effective with the movement he had on the ball and everything.
Quisenberry tried to teach me how to throw that sidearm. We had a speed gun there.
Sure.
And I threw a 32-mile-an-hour baseball.
Did you throw it for a strike, though?
If it went in.
There you go.
Yeah, but 32 miles an hour.
That's off speed.
That's off speed. Well, not a baseball
that could work.
Player.
That could work.
Listen, changing speeds is what it's all about.
That's the way Eckersley was late in his career, right? Not 32.
Absolutely.
But
you know,
he could hit a fly off your shoulder with his control.
It's not about how hard you throw.
Yeah.
It's
thank
it's,
you.
You know,